The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. Was yesterday, am today, and hopefully I will be tomorrow. For going on 24 years, folks, behind the microphone.
Wow.
Whoa. When I think of it in those terms, people wonder what has happened to their life. Where did it all go? Well, I know where it went. I know where it went. Trying to wake people up. You know, I want an apology from the mainstream media, the people that were deriding and chiding us and ridiculing and saying, oh, these clowns with their New World Order, their tin hats. What? I don't know if you were watching the news, Ron, but Fox News was talking about world government, and you know, all of a sudden it was like, oh, Brexit. You know, England is leaving the European Union, you know. There goes the New World Order. And I'm like, what? What did they just say? What we have been absolutely trounced as being some right-wing conspiracy nutbag militia that wants to take over the world and kill everybody. I'm like, what? Did I just hear that? Yeah, I heard it with my own ears. Royce in Washington. Hello, Royce.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, Ron. You know, I've been listening to this thing, you know, this Brexit, you know, ever since I, you know, last week when I was talking about it, and then they did it and everything else like that. And they always talk about the commissioners and the head over there in Brussels, you know, all the things that they perpetrated on the people in Britain and how they made the currency was supposed to be stable into nothing but a tax. Well, what do we have in this country with Janet Yellen and the FOMC markets here? We got 12 different districts, and they do the same thing to us here.
They have been, and Royce, this is what I said last week, and thank you for catching on and having that thought in your head, because you're absolutely correct. If you look at what the United States has been doing, prepping itself to join the European Union, and evidently these Rothschild little wannabes over here couldn't get their stuff together to get the North American Union going. They were a little bit late with the TTP and the TTIP, you know, I'll get that out. You know, we did the NAFTA and we did the GATT and we did this and we did that, but we made no formal union with them. And they were behind the times, but take a look at what they've done. They're doing the same thing here as they did in Britain and to other countries around the world, Canada, you name it. You know, national health care. Oh, well, we're behind. We got to get the guns, so let's do a couple of false flags and let's get the idiot communist Democrats rattling everybody's cages to take your Second Amendment and your ability to defend yourself. But if you take a look at all of what we've been doing, it's pretty much what the EU has been doing to the other countries, member countries, and England as well.
I see the very same thing, and it's like there's not so much. I'm legally blind, and I have very limited abilities I can do on my iPhone here, and I can't even use a computer hardly anymore. But I do go to a Pike Market Senior Centers down in the central here in Seattle on First and Pike. And I was sitting down at a table getting ready for lunch here last week on Friday, and there's a bunch of people that come in and sit down. I would say there was anywhere from maybe four or five people, and I started hearing this stuff about how good Obama was and all the good, you know, everything that they liked about Obama. And I couldn't stop. I quit eating, and I started asking myself, okay, what did Obama say about Cuba? Didn't he promise we were going to get out of there? And what about these wars? You know, we got wars going on in Syria and all over. We got seven wars going on there. And then I ended up my conversation. I said, can you, and I was talking to these people, and there's one woman that come back at me, and it sounded like political correctness to me. And I says, okay, name me one thing that Obama did good. And they all shut up.
Where's your legacy, Mr. President? What did 8 years yield, and what legacy have you left this country? Yeah.
He's a good killer.
He is that, and so are his previous gangsters. You know, and I think people are starting to get the idea, Royce, just because George Bush, Daddy and Junior, were Republicans that somehow they were good? No. No, they weren't. Here is the old man on the UN floor. I can see coming into view a new world order. And people are now, Royce, after all of these years, they're finally starting to paste the pieces together and go, oh.
Well, I'm living here in Seattle, Washington. And I tell you, the young people are just like the young people over in Britain.
Yep.
They do not, you know, hey, can I go to a movie? Can we go out to dinner? Can we go see a show? They know nothing about politics.
Well, and
they don't even know about their own state government. You know, I said, hey, do you know it's a mandate that you have vaccines? What? Didn't even know it. The governor just passed it here last year.
They are self-absorbed, narcissistic. They have been taught to act that way. They have been schooled in school to be that way. And whenever there's an emergency, somebody will yell, get the crying towel, and we'll all group together and cry together. You know, it's the most amazing thing that I have ever seen in my lifetime. And Royce, you and I are probably old enough. Did you go to a public school?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
When I was in fifth grade, I seen what they were doing to me. At that year, in 43, hello?
Yeah.
In 43, I was born in 43, so when I was in fifth grade, it was around 1955, and they said, oh, we got a new way of teaching you how to read. I never knew how to read all the way through 12 years in school, you know, and I finally figured it out, you know, and I was talking to another guy about my age. And he says, yeah, he says, I figured it out when I was in high school. They were dumbing us down.
Yeah. Well, but still, there was corporal punishment. I mean, I was getting my rear end warmed in public schools in the 60s for misbehaving. And they didn't spare the wood. Man, I'm telling you, those teachers laid into that wood on my backside. But there was some sort of discipline. Now it's just an open field. I mean, I've seen video after video after video of kids beating their teachers up or, you know, dissing them in class. And I'm going, my God in heaven, if anybody would have ever tried that, they would have tore your hide off with a paddle and you know, in the classroom.
Right.
Man. All right. Hey, Royce.
I'll let you go. Thank you, John.
All right.
I want to say thank you for what you were talking about. I hope I get this right. Communitarian.
That
thing about three times. Thank you for that very much.
That's a hard word to say. It took me a long time. Communitarianism.
Tell me the meaning of the two words put together.
I'll do this. I got a call from Lark today. I'm going to do part one of that, and I'll explain the whole thing. And Lark said, let me know when you're going to do it. And he said, I'll ride shotgun with you. And I'll ask him directly.
Is that today?
No, it's not today. No, I'm more than halfway through the show. It's going to take me a while to get through it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Royce. See, you know, remember me saying here, folks, this is the generation that has to do it. I don't give a damn if you're getting old. That don't mean nothing. You are the one, you are the generation, maybe your kids. You know, if you're in your 60s and 70s, maybe some of your children are on board. But I can tell you what, their kids ain't. Minds of mush to be, well, molded to our way of thinking. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi.
Listen, you were just talking to Royce, and he mentioned he was legally blind, and I am blind, and if I could leave my name and phone number with your board op and Royce wanted to contact me, I can tell him how to get back to using computers.
All right. Did you hear that, Royce? Royce, call into the network, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or hell, you called in on the caller line. Just call back in on that if you have trouble dialing. And Dan here said he can get you back on computer so you can be functionable and gather a little bit more information.
Okay. I would ask Dan, can you overcome his disability on blindness?
How do you mean?
What was the question again?
Rephrase that.
I believe Royce said he was legally blind.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And I am blind, and with the technology they have today, I mean, I'm quite computer active, and I know people like the guy that taught me how to use a computer. I mean, there are blind folks out there that are just as good at IT as sighted people.
Well, and Dan, I got an admission to make. I've got all my faculties, and I still have a hard time.
Well, it's the technology's amazing, and so if I could leave my number with somebody off air and Royce wanted to contact me, I'll
give him
what direction I can.
Okay, Royce, call back into the network. Dan, I'm going to take you down. Michael, he's going to grab you here in 1 second and get your information. And I appreciate that, Dan. I really, really do appreciate it. It is time that we start helping each other. My God, we're all we got left.
Well, I agree.
All right,
and,
my friend.
I was just listening, just happened to be listening, and just for listening's sake, and then Royce mentioned that, and I thought I'd call and get that going.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you, and I'm sure Royce is going to greatly appreciate that. Let's have Michael take you down. Again, thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
All right. Dan in Texas.
That was very kind.
Doesn't that just... Man, you know, it's little things like this that keeps my batteries topped off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Most people wouldn't give you the time of day.
That's for sure. Andy Hoffman's Daily Thought. Brexit nightmare, what's next? Well, the markets didn't collapse here in the United States, and that's not to say that it couldn't have. Andy says, I rarely do this, but I've started writing with 90 minutes left in Friday's historic trading day. Sitting in my hotel room in Chicago, prepping for what will likely be the best business meeting of my 27-year career. He said, yes, as luck would have it, 4 months ago, scheduled Miles Franklin Chicago Q&A rap session featuring myself, president and co-founder Andy Schechtman, for tonight, with not a clue what a momentous day it would be. To that end, for those that would like to see what such meetings are about, he says, here's the link to the 3.5-hour session we did in Houston last month. He said, I'm still working on 2.5-hour sleep, having awoken at 1 a.m. to write today's must-read first reaction to Britain's political shot heard around the world. historic Brexit vote marks commencement of the end game of global currency collapse, the demise of the European Union, and the gold cartel itself. But during this whirlwind day, sleep-deprived it has been, I've thought more clearly than ever before about what just occurred and what comes next. He said, not that anyone knows how events will ultimately play out, of course. However, I'll put my predictive track record on economic and monetary events against anyone on the planet, going all the way back to calling and, more importantly, acting to protect myself against the dot-com bubble 16 years ago. And after nearly three decades, I've never been clearer of where we're headed. He said, to start, let's talk politics. Starting with a no-brainer to end all no-brainers, which is that the European Union, and with it the euro currency, is a goner. This Frankenstein's brainchild was put to death by yesterday's Brexit vote, and having terrorized Europe for five decades, putting the continent on the verge of an all-out economic collapse, social revolution, and regime change. As for the euro, it's barely 15 years old and already on its deathbed. Frankly, I don't think the timing of its demise is too far ahead, as after Brexit, the simmering nationalist tensions across countless other Eurozone nations, which I have warned of ad nauseum for months, will unquestionably explode. Starting with Spain this weekend, when its second parliamentary election in 9 months may well produce a resounding victory for the anti-Euro Podemos party. I'm not really familiar with him, but evidently Andy is. He said this as the Catalonian secession movement, which promised to secede by year-end barely more than a year ago, gets ready to slice 25% out of Spain's collapsing GDP. Now, this is probably why the Spanish stock market plunged today by, he says, drum roll please, an astonishing 12.4%. If it is said, of course, it wasn't just Spain's market that collapsed, as the two top remaining Eurozone nations, Germany and France, saw their markets plunge by 7 and 8% respectively. He said, heck, even if the PPT ever lost control of the Dow by that much in a day, the Fed would launch QE4 the very next day, which they may well do anyhow. And this is what I've heard that they're going to attempt to do. Particularly the storm clouds get particularly ominous in the coming weeks or days. If this weekend's Spanish election goes as I think it might, or perhaps if people around the world would simply get terrified enough to dump it all, particularly in an all-time high stock valuations amidst the worst economic environment of our lifetimes, and it really is, which I might add is about to stair-step dramatically lower in the wake of the Brexit, as already dead and buried global trade grinds to a halt. To that end, European trade will be a deer in the headlights state for months to come, whilst Japan falls off the face of the earth, and China, facing the imminent bursting of the history's largest economic bubble, prepares for a far dramatic yuan devaluation than that of last August, which, to give you context of how I think it will impact global economies and financial markets, I at the time deemed the upcoming cataclysmic financial big bang to end all big bangs. In other words, I believe this inevitable, perhaps after yesterday's events, imminent event, will actually be more damaging to global political, economic, and social stability than even the Brexit. And he says, oh yeah, just today the yuan was fixed at its lowest level in more than 5 years. And of course, all such issues will be backseated if, or more appropriately, when the guaranteed Lehman of Europe, the Deutsche Bank, holding a derivatives book far larger than Lehman or AIG could have ever dreamt of, violently explodes in what will undoubtedly be the most destructive and far-reaching corporate bankruptcy of all time. Then again, it may be beaten to the punch by any number of others as the European bank stocks care of 2 years of negative interest rates and the implosion of the euro economy have been in free fall all year, before even the Brexit was even considered a possibility. I'll finish this up on the other side. Andy, I think, is 100% on, well, let me give him a 99% on this one. Let's take the break. Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, By Way of Toxic Currency. That's the next thing that has to go, folks. worldwide.
That can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your lawn. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family?
Alrighty, we're back. Picking up here. In fact, today was the worst day for the European bank stocks ever, down 13%, including 15 to 20%. For dozens of well-known names such as Deutsche Bank, Barclays, Lloyds, ING, Banco, Santander, and France's Big Three. In other words, the entire European banking system is about to collapse. And it wouldn't it be ironic if it's next month's Greek bailout requirement that puts it over the edge? Yes, Greek, with its $700 billion of EU and Wall Street force-fed debt, needs yet another bailout. And of course, this time around, the people will not let last year's Oxy vote be ignored, particularly in light of the empowerment of the Brexit result will foster. And oh yeah, it's unlikely that the Trioka or Trioka will even exist to administer it. To that end, I strongly believe that in Europe, the coming months and likely years will be characterized by exploding anti-euro sentiment, which will tear the continent apart, catalyze nuclear currency wars, tariffs, and other protectionist tactics, and will ultimately regime change the breakup of the European Union and the collapse of the euro currency. And wouldn't that be just too terrible, folks, for Germany to be Germany again, France to be France, Spain to be Spain, and countries over there to be countries with their own currency and their own cultures? Oh, boy. Oh, let's go back to the bad old days, huh? Yeah, and how did they figure out to trade with each other? Boy, that's another mystery that evidently was just totally ignored or missed by the European Union. Now, he says that Spain may well start the ball rolling, but I assure you Italy, France, and the Netherlands, Denmark, and others will be right behind it. Of course, it's just not the anti-Europe sentiment, but anti-establishment sentiment in general that will encircle the world. Donald Trump's now guaranteed election is a perfect example of such change. And whilst I'm terrified as to what he might do, particularly as U.S. economy is collapsing, I would literally vote for anyone other than Hillary Clinton. By the way, have you noticed they've turned up the heat on good old Donald and lightened up and gave more press coverage to Hillary?
No, I haven't noticed.
I notice things like that.
I see you have.
Yeah, I watch the MSNBCs and the Foxes, and I just.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to. It's not that I'm compelled to, but I have to.
One of the things, I don't know if you approached it Friday, but the jump in gold, I think it was $53.
Yep. Now, he says such violent attitudes are now commonplace the world round. Thanks to the economic horrors and unprecedented wealth disparity caused by history's largest, most destructive, and for the first time, global fiat Ponzi scheme. And they won't improve for generations to come until after it has collapsed, with only assets standing between guaranteed wealth protectors like you just mentioned, gold and silver. As for the financial markets, Andy says, I believe the horrifying generational bear market in commodities that started 2 years ago, which Janet Yellen still deems transitory, is about ready to take a dramatic downward leg, taking prices far below what we saw this winter as lows. That said, most nations won't benefit from the lower prices as their currency, in most cases, are already at all-time lows, are about to take their final horrifying plunge toward hyperinflation. In other words, what just happened in Venezuela is about to happen in dozens of other countries until eventually larger leading currencies like the yen and the euro are enveloped as well. Regarding bonds, I asked this week, when the biggest bubble of all, trillions worth of central bank monetized sovereign bonds will burst. Certainly the timing of the Eurozone collapse or perhaps the inevitable Grexit, or that being the Greek exit, will play a part in this equation. However, make no mistake, that like stocks, sovereign bonds will be destroyed in real term, either via deflation or hyperinflation, far sooner than most can imagine, again, only leaving real money, gold, or silver. As for the canaries in the coal mine, he must listen to my show. He says that precious metals have been since the gold standard was unilaterally, unlawfully abandoned in 1971. I'll finish this up on the other side. This is good stuff. This is coming from a guy that is not very often wrong.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, Foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
For the canaries in the coal mine. He said, unlawfully abandoned the gold standard in 1971. I have zero doubt that their monetary powers will be unleashed in unprecedented fashion, likely in the coming months. Everything I've seen and learned these past 14 years tells me that the cartel, which has promulgated history's largest, most destructive fiat Ponzi scheme, I call it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, tells me they are about to be blown out of the water by the exploding record-high demand, collapsing production, and vanishing above-ground available-for-sale inventories that their 2 decades of price-suppressing operations created. As always, I believe it will start in the ultra-tight, soon-to-be-universally re-recognized as money, silver market, which is exactly why mere 2 weeks ago said I wrote the upcoming historic silver shortage. That said, just as in 2008, gold will also be nearly impossible to source, and at some point soon, first we'll see the COMEX dead and buried as trade shifts like Bitcoin to China, and finally the end of all futures and other paper trading as the PMs revert back to cash and carry markets. When investors lose faith entirely, that said, paper gold and paper silver is actually backed by physical metals. All day and all week just ended ominously with the Dow commodities and currencies at their lows. And let me see what he signs off with. He says, my friends, we're about to witness things political, economic, and social that have never been experienced in such a populated world. Alan Greenspan himself said today that this is the worst period I recall. There's nothing like it, including the 1987 crash. And yet, even he vastly understates the hard times I envision with my predictive track record is now a lot better than his. Buckle up, and for God's sakes, protect yourself and do it now. The time.
Oh, are we waking up tomorrow, John?
Are we waking up?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I don't see the end of the world. Not yet. Could you?
I do see it for some, though. I see it for some over in Europe.
Well, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end. Well, it's going to be the end of the Ponzi scheme. It's going to be the end of the unification of the world's communists for the New World Order. People still have to remember this, though. All the respective heads of state out there have been marionettes for the bankers. They pull the strings and they dance. This is the one ominous thing that is still left in place. And some are suggesting, Ron, that, well, this is their game plan. This is their game plan to create, out of chaos, something that they've wanted. They want their control. But I don't see it that way. I've said this repeatedly, that their Achilles heel has always been their arrogance. We saw it in the final hours of this Brexit vote. They thought they had this thing sussed, and they did not. It was a shock and a surprise to them. Cameron, he couldn't beat feet out of town any faster than what he did, 8 o'clock in the morning, British time. He was out there resigning. He's not going to be the captain that steers the ship of England into the next port. Well, they probably would have tried to have lynched him. I don't know. But to see the City of London, I mean the City of London, the financial powers over there that have been manipulating and controlling, this could very well be their death knell. And if people are smart, if say Donald Trump, Ron, is in office, he takes office in January, economy collapses, he could simply pick up the telephone, call the Treasury and said, look, I want you to print however millions or billions of dollars. Let's call it the federal note, just like JFK did. And let's get it out there in circulation at zero interest. Only this time, it wouldn't be competing with the Federal Reserve, so to say, because the Federal Reserve would exist only in name only. Their magic witchcraft power over our government and politicians and everything else would up and disappear. You'd simply replace one currency with another. And what the hell difference would it make? I mean, really, Ron?
Yeah, well, he would go down as the greatest president the world has ever known if he does that.
Well, and here is going to be the cure all time to not allow these masters of deceit and manipulation back into the game with their fiat crap. It is time to cap this and bury it. Only unlike a time capsule that you open some years later, you just leave this sucker buried for all time. You know, people will say what you will about the people in the Middle East. They thought usury was an affront to God. You know, and we weren't going to be happy until we flipped every government over there, killed a whole crap load of people until we had the fiat money people sitting there on the street corner and the, you know, McDonald's on the other one and right down the street, the Triple X movie theater. You know, we're going to change their culture. You know, they were fine with their own culture until we got involved. And by the way, there have been some people talking to the military. And the military over in Britain, about 90% of the people that are in uniform for the British Army, they're fed up with fighting what they call America's wars, or by extension, wars for Israel. They've had it up to their eyeballs. So this great security thing that they keep hyping, that, oh, you know, just because Britain has left the EU, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be our partners in crime, or, I'm sorry, our advocates for peace in the Middle East. Yes, it does mean that. Because they're not going to have the money to fund anything. And they didn't want to, they got dragged into this thing in the first place, and they have had it up to their eyeballs after 15 years of our military adventurism. And as some people have put it, I conservatively put it at 2 million dead. Some people put it as high as 14 to 16 million people that have perished directly at the hands of the United States government. Oh, and let's not forget it's coalition forces, which was a joke. They were just there, 100 here, 100 there, and, oh yes, our coalition partners, we're partnered up, and we're going to go kill the terrorist in the Middle East. The only terrorism operations that were going on was at the behest of the United States government. That's the only terrorism I saw. And the puppet masters in the Pentagon and in the White House, not only this president, but the one before that. That's the only terrorism I've seen. Ye gads and little fishes. By the way, you know how old that saying is?
Egads and little fishes, probably from Amos and Andy. I don't know.
It's older than you are.
Is
it? 800-313-9443. We got a few more minutes left in the program today. I just, I don't know, man. We got an opportunity here. I can see an opportunity, but we had damn well better take advantage of it. And if Trump is smart enough, I don't know how gutsy it is. I just don't know how gutsy he really is. If he wants to get up there, build a wall, get rid of these illegals in this country, he's going to stop the trade deals from going through. Well, I think that's pretty much a given at this point. But it wouldn't be if Hillary was in there. And I'm not pitting people against Donald Trump because Hillary's going to get in there. Yeah, like Andy said, hey, it's a crapshoot with Trump. We don't exactly know, but it's going to be a hell of a lot better than Hillary Clinton. But again, folks, the way this is really supposed to go, it's supposed to be the states and their state sovereignty. It's supposed to be the federal government and its proper role. But see, they've been doing to the United States what the EU has been doing to its member countries for years and years and years, ruling and regulating and spending massive amounts of money, amassing all kinds of debt, you know, to their fuzzy global order of things. And excuse me, what was your selling point going to be? Poverty is good? You know, I mean, what are you showing me here? You're not showing me anything. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be a dream come true if it happened here and the states were able to take back their individual sovereignties and become just separate countries like they used to be.
Well, and again, you know, I'm all for, you know, I'm one of the most diverse people that you'll ever meet. I won't say tolerant, but I love diversity. Yeah, I love the diversity in the world. Eskimos are Eskimos, and Japanese people are Japanese, and Germans are Germans, and you know, you get the idea.
Yeah.
That if you want a diverse experience, you get to go to another country to absorb and observe their culture and their society. And you may like it and you may not. Well, guess what? You can always get the plane ride home. They've tried to turn this country into one of their multicultural masterpieces, and all you have to do is take a look at the pogroms that have been in there, you know, stoking up the racism and the communist goals and the ideas and all that other stuff. This is their last gasp, folks. Now is the time for you to assess your position in the history of America and come forth and come out boldly and don't stop. They're on the ropes right now. But I've seen a lot of fighters cover up, get a second wind, come out with a hook, you're on the canvas, yeah, and you get the count of nine. Marty, Idaho. Hello, Marty.
Well, I particularly like your show today. You have uplifted me. It was good.
Well,
I just want to say I'm a decade or so older than you, but I say it all the time. But mine is, ye gods and little fish hooks. Anyway, yeah. Thanks, John.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye.
Oh, 10 years older than you, Ron.
Wow, I'm not sure of that, is she?
Well, that's what she said.
I don't know, but how does she know my age?
Well, you're close to my age, right?
No, I'm older than you, quite a bit older than you.
You're not quite.
Yeah, I am. 68.
Damn, you're old.
Yeah.
By the way, we may not have World War III with Russia. Wouldn't that be exemplary?
That would be great.
Wouldn't it, though? You know, to have somebody in the White House would actually talk to the Russians, say, hey, man, what's up? Got any trading you want to do? Can we help each other out here? Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be.
There is a video that I would ask people to watch. Vladimir Putin in his own words. And this is an outstanding video. And it's getting attention across the alternative media. Thank you very much. But it'll probably never be touched upon by most of the mainstream media. Well, that's because they're out there. Listen to the narrative. Ooh, Russia, evil. Ooh, they're provoking. And ooh, ooh. And it's exactly the opposite. Fareed Zakharov of CNN fame, Russian President Vladimir Putin completely unloads upon this guy and telling him, among other things, that at least two U.S. elections have already been stolen. A warning to Donald Trump of what may be coming with the entire New World Order now on the line. He says this. Putin immediately calls out Zakharov for the way he categorized previous Putin comments, showing us once again that those working within the mainstream media are well trained at twisting the words coming from the mouths of others for the benefit of the New World Order. I mean, this, it was eye-opening, folks. There's Vladimir Putin facing off against one of the word twisters here in this country and just basically telling him, quit lying. And you should have seen the look on this reporter's face. He's just sitting there and he's just looking like at Putin like, oh my God, he's dressing me down in front of the entire planet. And he didn't, if he could have jumped up and ran out of there, he would have done it, but he just sat there and had this look of amazement, and you could see a little bit of fear in his face as well.
Yeah, well, I saw that look of excrement on his grin. He didn't know what to do at that point.
No, he absolutely did not, and he didn't expect Vladimir Putin to just totally unload on him, and he did, and took on the lying media. He just basically said, every time I make a statement, you guys just twist it around. And he says, that's not what I say. This is what I have said. And many things he repeated. So it's like, damn, where do you go with that one? You know, there's the guy sitting there right in front of you. And, you know, he's ex-KGB and special operations. And he knows a little bit about this and that and flicking your head off your shoulders with an index finger or whatever. I mean, that guy was... Oh, man. I'm just thoroughly amazed.
Yeah, I was too. I said, my God, Putin just ripping into this guy. I mean, and he was doing it logically. So every statement he made had a great deal of logic behind it.
And you saw the way he handled this. He was complimentary. You know, he didn't affront the guy's intelligence. He said, well, you're an intelligent guy. You know, and he says, you've got some charisma. And the guy's sitting there, and you could see he was a little relaxed. And then he started to launch into him, and he got a little bit more uncomfortable, and I'm sure there was a stinky smell on that stage because I'm sure he soiled himself.
I've no doubt of it. I mean, right before the world, essentially.
You know, I have very rarely been invited on any national news feeds, but I'll tell you what, I probably would, and I've kind of been rehearsing this, when the media to try to save what is left of their viewership is probably one day going to start calling on people like myself and not the other bozo there down in Austin.
Yeah.
Somebody, and I'm going to prove to the entire world that what you're saying that I am is a complete rambling idiot. I'm going to exactly fill out that quotient. But I kind of been practicing a little bit. How would I, if somebody were to ask me one of these hard gotcha questions, you know, how would you get your point across? How would you deal with it? That sort of thing. So in the future, and I really not going to bank on this one, but, you know, in the future, if I'm ever asked to be on a national television program, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, I will not embarrass the patriots in this country. I promise you that. All right, let's take the break. We'll come back, finish up this Monday edition with Ronald McDonald. I got gear in Florida. We'll take your call right after this message.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Before I take this last call, let me just remind folks we're in a mini pledge drive. Don't want this to spread contagion across the other network, but I will if I have to. And you're not going to enjoy me on other people's show begging for money. Call us, 800-724-2719, extension 1 or extension 3. Talk to Mike or talk to Lori. Or if you don't want to talk to anybody, you can mail us a donation to simply mark the envelope RBN 2251 Double Creek, two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or make a PayPal donation. Just go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top, underneath the banner, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. Keep us plugged in, folks. Make a donation. Hit that donate button that's right below there. Make a donation. It'll pay dividends into the future. That's going to be money that's wisely invested, because it's the investment into the future of this country. Gear in Florida. Hello, sir.
Oh, John.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to bring up the point that everybody is worried about the turmoil of the BRICS and everybody, you know, leaving the banking system, but no one's talking about Iceland, and they were the first country to tell the bankers to go screw themselves, and we're not really hearing much about how well they're doing. Last I heard, they were doing pretty good.
Well, and they're continuing to do so. And what they did, I think the main reason, Gear, the reason they're not relaying that story is because they would have to mention that the bankers over there got sent to prison. Here, they've had their debts forgiven. Even the imposed fines, a little slap on the wrist to people like Bank of America, was a lousy $2.5 billion. Well, they found a federal judge to reverse that. Bank of America, you don't owe that. And, Gear, that went right on the backs of the American taxpayers, they like to call us, in this matrix system. Yeah, they cannot bring up Iceland, because they'd have to bring up some associated facts, and they might have to stir somebody's imagination to go on online and do some research of their own. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why it needs to be brought up.
Well,
that's why they're keeping a blackout on it, because other people might start figuring out what happens when you don't bail and you actually go against them. I mean, they're going to be using a lot of shenanigans to try to hurt economies for being bad slaves. But Iceland had the balls to do it, and I think they need a big slap on the back for it.
Well,
so anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because you don't hear anything about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Gear. I mention it from time to time, maybe not as often as we should, because they are a success story. They forgave the bad mortgages over there. They just told people, hey, just stay in your homes. The hell with these banks. And by the way, they're not going to put up much of an argument, because they're already in cuffs and they're on their way to jail. Holy mackerel. Yeah, let's not talk about Iceland. That might radicalize people. Ron McDonald. What a week.
Yes.
What a week, huh?
Right, and a fast show. I'm telling you, that went by fast.
That's what happens when you're older than me. Time flies even faster.
Oh, all right. God, does it. Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All righty. And folks, seriously, don't hesitate. Do what you know you must. In your heart, walk over to that telephone, 800-724-2719. Two extensions, one or three, either one. Make a donation. Do it today. Oh, I heard the phone ringing. There's one. Lines are still open, 800-724-2719. Call, make a donation, please. It's for all of us. It's for the future, folks. And I'm starting to think we might have one. What do you think?
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.